Greetings, everyone. My name is Ercilio Nunes from Mana Christian Church. We will keep learning about Origin of Problems, which is a book written by our apostle George Tadeu. So today we will see two origins, which is the involvement with the occult, yoke and manipulation. So the involvement with occult, we can see in the Bible in Deuteronomy 18, 9 to 14, where it says that there shall not be found among you anyone who practices witchcraft or sorceries and all types of involvement with occult. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. So it means that involvement with occult, witchcraft, spells, trying to guess the future, trying to read the end, etc., etc., all these practices are connected to involvement with the occult, and to God it means an abomination. There's a curse that comes to people's lives because they are involved with the occult. We have many examples in the Bible. In 1 Chronicles 10, 13 to 14, 2 Kings 21, 6, Isaiah 47, 9 to 11. And it is written in Isaiah 47, 11, therefore, evil shall come upon you, you shall not know from where it arises. The curse comes and the person doesn't even know why it's happening. It's because of those practices. So the solution is 1 John 1, 8, to repent, to understand that involvement with the occult, it's a big offense to God. And when God is offended, then Satan takes the chance to bring problems. It is written in Proverbs 26, 2. So a curse without cause will not come. If problems are happening, it's because there is an origin. The other origin that I mentioned is yoke and manipulation. We have it written in Isaiah 58, 8 and 9. And it says, then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of finger and speaking wickedness. So the yoke and manipulation is something that God does not like, because God does not manipulate anyone to do whatever. So we cannot manipulate others. We cannot force others to do what we want using something against them. For example, if someone knows a secret of his friend or colleague, and then he says that if you don't do this, then I will tell others about that. That's manipulation. Whoever uses manipulation will open doors for Satan to come, because manipulation, it's against the will of God. What is the solution? The solution first is to repent, and second, to change the attitude. Do not force anyone to do what you want. Abandon the ways of the occult. You can preach, I mean, you can pray, you can go to a pastor, a church, and receive your deliverance. And then you start walking in God's way. If you need something, you pray. Jesus is the way to get to God, not other ways. God bless you. See you in the next lesson.